26 past 7, let's talk some NFL because what's happened across the last couple of days has been nothing short of outstanding. It's been great sporting theatre. Doesn't matter if you love the game or not, if you love sport, you love what's going on. Matt McBryer, he's a former NFL punter who, I'm sure, still loves the game. He joins us on the line. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How
are
we doing?
Mate, we are well, but we're still recovering from what's been an unbelievable weekend of playoff football. Have you ever seen anything like it?
No, that's as good as the NFL gets. I think most pundits over here are saying that. You had exceptional games on the Saturday here, and you were hoping that Sunday could possibly match them, and it finished with a bang. I mean, to see the game last night go into overtime and the Chiefs pull it off was as good as it gets, and. No one wanted it to finish.
Yeah. Well, it was quite remarkable watching it all unfold, and you with a bit more of an insight would have been engrossed, I'm sure. But there were storylines in every game, and they kept evolving through not only the start of the game, but through the contest as well. Which game stood out for you as the real statement or the real one that said this is playoff football at its best?
Well, playoff football, the best game I thought was the Bills and the Chiefs. And you just had what people are now comparing, hopefully going forward, will be, you know, my generation or have seen like the Mannings and the Bradys, you know, go at it, over their entire careers. And we're sort of looking at this new generation coming through with Mahomes and Allen being like, okay, they're gonna lead the league going forward. And that's the hope there. That game was just exceptional. Two quarterbacks and the defense for the Bills is the best in the league, and they had absolutely no chance to stop Mahomes and his receivers. So it was phenomenal. It was equally phenomenal to see, you know, both Rodgers and Brady go out of the playoffs, being that, you know, they were definitely favored home games. And I just thought that from the standpoint of the football, the level was amazing, and we've just been there. Yeah, it was a blessing to watch it all.
I've got a couple of questions for you, Matt, and they're easy but difficult at the same time. Do you think Aaron Rodgers will stay at Green Bay?
I don't think so.
Right. And do you think Tom Brady will go on, or do you think he'll stop?
I think he'll go on. I think he's got a good enough team around him to be competitive. He's got a great offensive line, and they, the Rams got hot, but they almost clawed it back. I mean, they created, I think, three turnovers in the last quarter there. I mean, freakish sort of turnovers where you see a running back who never really fumbles, who fumbled twice, and a receiver who I don't think has ever fumbled in his career fumbled as well. So, I would think that Brady, is going to believe that he's going to have a good enough squad around him to get to that point again next season. And he has talked about, like, you know, 45 being sort of probably it, which would be one more season. But Rodgers is the one. Rodgers was coy last year about, you know, he gets a little upset that they, you know, go and draft for the future, and they did that a couple of years ago, and I just think he might be ready for a change, or maybe even retirement.
Yeah, so I mean, Rodgers is an interesting story because he's been in the news for a number of different reasons in the last 12 months, whether he was going to commit to Green Bay, then the whole vaccination thing. So right. They lose at home. Was it his fault, or was it that his team wasn't good enough? I mean, it's obviously never just one thing. I mean, was he really disappointing in your view in that game, and was the reason for not winning at home?
Good point. He wasn't as good as you'd expect. I mean, he didn't throw a touchdown. He was still quite efficient in his passing. I think he only had maybe nine or so in completion, 20 of 29 thereabouts. Really tough conditions when you get snow in Green Bay, especially when it just starts to fall. The field has these heated pipes that run through it, so it doesn't freeze. And so the surface gets really slick. So it gets, you know, for the receivers to be able to get in and out of their breaks, it gets rather, you know, very slippery. So it definitely took away their passing. I mean, Devonta Adams, I think, still almost at 100 yards receiving, but they just didn't look as dangerous. And, you know, they would have benefited from, you know, a better surface. I mean, San Fran doesn't really scare you on the offensive side of the ball. They just get after you on the D line. But they do get their, you know, the ball to their playmakers as well. They're very good at getting it to Deebo Samuel and Kittle. So I would think Rodgers might be thinking that maybe better days lie ahead elsewhere for him.
So the Bengals play the Chiefs now at Arrowhead in Kansas City, and then the Niners play the Rams in LA. I mean, the Rams' ability to get past the Bucs defense was quite remarkable yesterday. It was great to watch. Do the Niners hold any fears for the Rams, or would you think that the Chiefs and the Rams going quite good favorites there?
Yeah, look, I think you've got two. I think in regards to these two games coming up next weekend, you've got two standout teams. I think the Chiefs and the Rams. I think the Rams are much better on paper than the Niners. But they also have lost, like, I think, six straight to the Niners. So I just don't think that they'll be able to... I don't think the Niners will be able to keep up with the offensive production of the Rams. And then the Bengals have a lot of belief in their quarterback. Well, their quarterback has really changed everything for the Bengals organization. And it's fantastic to see. They've got this great receiver in James Chase. He's fantastic to watch. But I don't think that they're quite at the level that the Chiefs are. So yeah, I would think that the Chiefs go through and the Rams, and they might be quite comfortable games too.
Right, which means we'll have an LA and Kansas City Super Bowl, which would be good business, I reckon. That'd be good fun to watch if it gets to that point. Matty, it is always a pleasure spending time chatting to you about the world of the NFL. We appreciate it, mate. Look forward to doing it again soon. Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks, fellas. Happy New Year.